autonomous. You know, that was different from, say, like a little post school they had there, which the post school that was always integrated with all military kids.
Yeah.
So my kid has never really experienced going to what you call an all-black school.
Yeah. Yeah. Have they, since they've been here in Augusta, since you've been back in Augusta, do they have anything like the kind of personal relationships with other white kids that you had?
Well, my boy does. I did. Let's put it like that. When he first got back from overseas, he had several of white friends that he was in Boy Scouts with and various things, which my girl has the same thing. I won't say just my boy, both, all three of them. Because when my boy first got here, he had two or three kids that lived right here in this neighborhood that used to frequently be in the house swapping books and reading and carrying on and doing. And then after he got into high school, I suppose, that's when I detected a kind of like a change in him. He seemed to become aware of the fact then that he made like he was black.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the way I saw it, because his little friends and conversation and things then started being more or less pointed in that direction. But as far as my girls, when they went to scout, they had the same thing, the relationship with, and I don't think as of right now they tend to experience any difference. If they have a friend girl and she happens to be white, they come on over and they play and be around, whatever they do. But I don't think they know anything about it. It's supposed to be, you know, different. So their relationship.
How old are they now?
14 and 11.
Hmm.
But they have, you can see it right here in this neighborhood. We have more blacks now in this neighborhood than we do white. So the plan among the kids now is almost with the, you know, with the same race.
Yeah.
Ever so often you see a couple white kids coming in and down in the street and they play and everything. They don't have no problem that I know of. Because kids tend to sometimes keep a lot of things from parents. But I'm nosy. I don't sit back and wait for something get really, I consider, out of control before I know something about it already.
Yeah.
Whether that's hampering the kids' freedom for their play or what, but I don't like to be tailored. If I had known about this, I could have done something about it. I take an interest in my kids.
Yeah.
When they go out in the street and stay for any length of time, I normally be done pass by them once or twice, see where they are, what they playing, or, you know, rather than to say, well, I don't know where they are. Because it's something that I guess was taught me when I was growing up.
This neighborhood here, this is an immigrant neighborhood, isn't it?
Right.
But it's changing.
It's changing, yeah. Like, I suppose, you know, like, I moved in there on Hazel Street. So about 68, that's when I moved over there. I bought a place over there. And the lady was telling me, she said, white lady, she told me, she said,